Hi everyone, it's Sierra here and you're listening to the College Podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome to a new week. I am so excited to be talking with you all. I did not upload an episode last week because I'm trying to figure out this thing called adulthood. And if you hear stuff in the background, that is my lovely friend. My roommate is my roommate for the weekend. So we have had two sleepovers in a row. And she technically lives here. My dorm is her dorm, and her dorm is my dorm. So if you hear anything in the background, that is her. And I think it's a fun addition to this podcast. So as you know, this episode is called Achieving a School Life Balance. But in actuality, it is more like learning a school life balance. I feel like a common theme in my podcast thus far seems to really relate to trying to figure out how to balance life and work. That was a lot for the summer, balancing my goals versus like my own health and well-being. And now that I am in college, so college is essentially a full-time job and I'm taking a few extra credits. So it's more than a full-time job. And then on top of that, I am living on my own and have to take care of myself as well. So it's just, I think it's something to really speak to and something that all college students, especially at first, can relate to. And then if you are about to start your college journey or will start it at some point, hopefully it's something that can help you in the future. So just to kind of give you a background, I am about a month into school now. I've been living on my own for over 5 weeks, but I have had 4 weeks of school. I have taken my first exam and I have been like, kind of on both ends. I've had a lot of free time in college, but then I have also have had like no free time and have had a lot of academic time as well. Like just for example, last night, I think I started working on econ at like 6 and didn't stop until 11. So that is a long time. That's 5 hours of studying. So I definitely have had my fair share of studying and understand that as well. So just to kind of talk about what has been going on this week, also what has been going on the past 2 weeks. So number one, like I've been a lot more comfortable with living on my own. I feel like I just like get up every day and it doesn't feel weird. It doesn't feel like I'm living in someone else's place. It definitely feels like my own, which is cool. And also, fun fact, I've taken the light rail officially. I went to the Mall of America with some friends and that was cool. The light rail is definitely an experience, but I've never been on like public transportation in like that kind of vertical before. So yeah, that was interesting and exciting and different. It kind of felt nice to get out of like university town for a little bit. And that like overall, I'm just kind of like settled in my new home because this is the home that I'm paying for. Therefore, it is my home. Sorry, I'm laughing really close to the mic. So I got some feedback there. But yeah, I am recording this on a Sunday. Because I have typically a little bit of free time on Sunday. And after I get done talking to you all, I will be editing this and then studying my butt off for my psych exam on Thursday. So yeah, I find business comes to me easily, but psychology or anything science-based typically takes me a little bit. So I gotta study really hard on that. So I kind of wanted to go into like my reaction to the first week slash the workload, because again, in kind of achieving like a school life balance, I've heard the argument that it's more relating to like a work life harmony. I think I could be wrong because I'm just going totally off of memory, not notes here, but that relates to, I think Jeff Bezos was talking about that. I watched one of his talks, which of course that makes sense. Like, feel like you can have a pretty harmonious life with work and personal life if you are like a multi-billionaire, which I am not. But so I kind of like wanted to say that right away when talking about like a balance or harmony, like switching the word from balance to harmony with school and life or work and life, because like, you know, if you have someone that does the laundry for you, someone that cooks for you, someone that cleans for you, someone that handles a lot of your like finances and stuff, like, yes, life gets a lot easier. So I don't really want to use the term harmony, but in a way it's kind of true in the sense where like, you're not going to live for the same amount of time you're going to work, and that you should find fulfillment in what you do. I really love school, and I think that is why I like getting up every day and working towards it. But so I do kind of strive more for harmony, like making sure that school works well for me, the work works well for me, kind of like doing this podcast, and then also that I have enough time for my personal life too. And clearly I haven't figured out how to balance all of that yet, but I feel like I've found a harmony between the two. So hopefully that makes sense. I was just kind of thinking out loud there, but I have definitely heard the argument from Jeff Bezos that one should find a harmony between work and life instead of a balance. But then again, take that with a grain of salt because he is a multi-billionaire. So yes, so reaction to like my first workload. So on my first day of college, it was like a syllabus day, and I felt like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't think that college was going to be easy, but I definitely had the idea that like, oh, like they're going over all these due dates and pointers and stuff. Like, I don't have to be as put together as I thought I might have to be going into college. And spoiler alert, I was wrong. They do not like remind you about due dates or anything. Like, if you're lucky enough for them to tell you when something's due, like, you write it down right then and there, because they will not bring up something again. And your syllabus and like the site that your professors put work on will save your life. Yeah, because like, for example, I thought I had one homework assignment to do for econ, and then I go onto the site and it's like, oh, I have four. So yeah, like going on the site, sitting down at a desk, and figuring out what you have to do every single day is like my first advice. Because I noticed on the first week, I saw that I had to read like two chapters for econ, a chapter for psych, a chapter for management and stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, it's so much reading. It probably won't, like, they're giving us such a volume of reading, it must not be super complex. And then I remember, because it was the first week of school, I like really read in depth to understand the concepts and stuff. But like, it took me so long, and I wasn't done with my reading until like Monday morning. So I think overall, like, I kind of learned right away is that you can't put anything off in college, because it really piles up, which I'm fortunate that I was able to experience that in the first week, because now like I try to get a lot of my reading done for the next week, or like Monday morning I'll get up and do all of my reading for that week, because it is a lot of reading, especially because I'm studying more in the social science realm. So like, especially because like management and like the business and social science realm, which is pretty much all reading. So yeah, it's a lot when all of your work is kind of like one medium. So I think that's the biggest thing I learned, is to not put stuff off and to write every single thing down. But then, so yeah, after the first week, I had a ton of work to do and really just started working hard and like right away. I like have a rule for myself that like at a certain time every single day, even if I don't have an 8 a.m., I have to get up and sit at my desk and work, so that I actually get stuff done, because it all piles up. I personally am not in class that much, so a lot of my work is outside of class. That's just how a lot of like my classes are set up right now. So it's definitely a lot to manage. And like, just because you don't have class doesn't mean you shouldn't be doing stuff. And it's not like high school where you can like start homework at 6 and then do it for like a couple of hours and you're done. Like, no, like homework is just a 24/7 thing. Like, you get up, you do homework, you eat lunch and you do homework, you know, you go to school and stuff, eat dinner, do homework. Like, it's just kind of how it is. Yeah. And the number one thing is like that I have noticed is that a lot of the due dates are like really random. So it's not like everything is all due at one point, where like in high school, I feel like the teachers would kind of correlate when stuff is due, so it's more manageable. But professors do not do that, which is understandable because we all have different schedules and different academic goals. But like just writing stuff down, because they'll tell you something's due in November and you think, oh, it's in November, but like, wait, it's October now. Like, I gotta get working because that's due in a month. All right, so this is the same podcast episode, but actually a different day. So if I sound a little different, or if like how close I am to the mic is different. My apologies. But this is actually a perfect segue, because my next point is life comes up, and I stopped recording yesterday because life came up and it was just like, I was no longer able to record anymore. So I personally find that hilarious and I love it. And it's also just a sign that everything works out for the best. Unfortunately, last night I got like 3.5 hours of sleep, so not really thriving, but you know, we're making it work. It is now Monday, and it's like Monday at 4 p.m. and I gotta finish recording this and get this up for you guys. Yes, so wish me luck. All right, so on to the point, life comes up. So I kind of wanted to emphasize, so I think it's kind of funny because my first point is like, you need to have all this structure, you know, like structure your life out for success, which is great. But then like stuff comes up and you're like, oh, I cannot structure my life if I wanted to. So I think that's something really important to emphasize, especially, I don't know, I feel like for someone with my personality, like I can like over structure things and like get a little obsessive with like schedules and timing and stuff. And that's just kind of how I like deal with deadlines and the stress of like school and work and everything. But then like there's another part of me that like I feel like acknowledges that you have to let go and understand that life is fine the way it is. And it's kind of interesting because I have people in my life who are the exact opposite. When like life is crazy, they like really thrive off of the chaos. They really thrive off the chaos. And I find I'm really not like that. I like thrive off of extreme structure. Like when everything on my to-do list is checked off, like I am so happy. Like my soul is like good. Like all is well. But I know people who are like, when stuff is really crazy, they just prefer to get like crazier and they just like thrive off of it, which is just interesting. So kind of long story short, essentially, I am speaking about how I deal with life coming up as someone who is like an overly structured person. And if you're not an overly structured person, still listen because you might be able to get something out of it, or like don't listen because I honestly don't know, because I'm only speaking off of my own personal experience. So number one, typically I notice, especially in college, like in dorm life, you live next to, or at least I live next to my best friends. So like they all go through stuff. And that, like, can affect your timing and everything. Like, you want to be there for your friends. And, of course, like, school comes first, but, like, not really. I don't know. I personally value, like, the people in my life more than school. So, like, if they're good, I'm good. But that's also just, like, my personality or perhaps my zodiac sign coming through. The other day, I was reading zodiac signs with my friend. And, oh, I'm a Cancer, by the way. So that is my zodiac sign. And I would say definitely like zodiac and friendship, like Cancer and friendship. If you know anything about Cancer, they're like very like emotional and like, yeah, because I'm very emotional and very centered around friendships and like loved ones and stuff. So that's just kind of how I am. And so I feel like I really personally feel when my friends are going through stuff that affects my outlook, just because I really like feel that. And then also, I think the most like frustrating thing is when you spend all your time trying to structure and figure your life out and then you miss an assignment. Like whenever I miss an assignment or a due date, like that is like honestly like the death of me, I swear. And unfortunately it happens to the best of us. I am a pretty organized person and I still miss stuff every once in a while. And I think the biggest, I don't want to say like act of character because that's like so dramatic, but like I feel like it's kind of an insight to your mindset. If you can really get over it and just move on and keep on plowing through, that's the best, especially if you're a little bit of like a perfectionist as I am. And then also you can like mix up your schedule, get lost, go the wrong way. Think you're supposed to be on one side of the campus. It's like, oh no, I'm really on the other. And then you miss. So the stuff just like comes up, and I haven't experienced all this personally, but I know other people that have. And then also with college, you can have really hard exams. And the thing that sucks about having a really hard exam is then And the next week, you're just going to have another hard one, and then another hard one, and another hard one. So it keeps on piling up. I'm a little biased in my opinion right now because I'm having three exams in 3 weeks. So I'm a little like drained in the exam category. Oh, and also had to submit an essay. So I'm a little drained in this category, but I think it is like important to also just kind of get over it, which is like, I don't know. I don't like saying get over it, but again, it's building up the mental strength to be able to kind of say no and acknowledge that like it's better to try your best than strive for perfection, which I think is like not something that is preached at all or talked about or thought of or sought after in college, in my experience thus far. I don't know. That kind of reminds me, actually. So I was watching, I don't know, there's this thing on YouTube. It was Taylor Swift, like, talking about some of her albums on Evermore. If you've heard that album, phenomenal. If you haven't, that is okay. I'm just going to give a quick summary, and I've not planned this out, so if I don't make any sense, ignore me, please. But there's this song called, like, This Is Me Trying or whatever. And essentially, I'm not going to, like, go over the song, because that's not the point. But in her explaining the song, she was talking about how, like, at the beginning of life, or, like, throughout your, like, formative years, let's say in, like, elementary school, you're given, like, all of these gold stars. Like, literally, like, you show up, gold star. Like, you physically get a gold star, like, a sticker. Like, that's, like, what you do. Like, you do something well, gold star. You turned in your homework assignment, just simply turned it in, gold star. You do one nice thing, like, you help pick up someone's pencils, and it's, like, oh, you know, that was so sweet, like, overly nice, overly compensating. That's kind of how the attitude is, because you know you're trying to teach children to be good to each other, which is a fabulous trait. Love that. But then as you get older and older, let's say out of elementary school and into middle school, well, there's not as many gold stars, but I'd say there's quite a few participation awards still. And then in high school, it gets to be less, but like you're still working towards grades and everything, which is prevalent throughout college too. But now, like, to be told you're doing a good job, it's not, like, necessarily being nice to people. It's, you know, winning is considered doing a good job. Placing the value of your work and effort, like, placing more emphasis on work and effort than putting emphasis on your own physical health. I think that's something that is a very well taught in high school today. At least that was taught throughout my high school. And I see it only worsening in college, where in college you really don't get like any of these like gold stars, so to speak, really ever. So like if something's hard, that sucks. But if like you do well, you don't really get anything either. And I just really find it interesting because, like, this is preached at you at such an early age, to do your best and to try hard and work for that gold star. And then the gold star kind of means different things. Because at first, in elementary school, it's just being a good human. And then in middle school, it's kind of taking off of being a good human for a little bit and just showing up and doing your work and transitioning into better grades. Then in high school, it is simply better grades and work ethic. With a gold star. And now it's like, you better have good grades and work ethic or you are going to fail. And there is no really sense of, it's not that if you get good grades, you achieved, it's that you still belong into an institution. Which I think is, I feel like I have one more point to say on that. I'm just trying to think of it right now because I'm kind of winging it. But so to kind of sum up my point, in college, it's not that doing well is something to achieve a gold star, which is kind of like your mindset throughout life. It's kind of just something to like survive and like get through. And I think, sorry, there's like a siren going on, so you might hear that in the background. But I think it's interesting how we're kind of wired to like feel achievement like off of good grades. And then in college, like, it's a lot harder to get a good grade, and it's a lot harder to do well in an exam and everything. I think it's interesting how like our system of rewards or what is good changes throughout our life, which is again totally like I'm totally taking this from that Evermore thing that I watched on YouTube. And kind of molding it into a little bit my experience or things that I've seen my friends go through too. It's like, it's just weird because it's really segueing into adulthood. That's truly what it is. And that's kind of the word that I've been searching for. And it's just, it's a weird time in life, segueing into adulthood and, you know, being taught to follow all these gold stars and then being like in a college and like, oh wait, no, these gold stars don't exist. It's really different and it's really weird, but I think it's something that most of us all go through. And then on top of that, in college, like you go through personal stuff and personal experiences, and then you are living on your own. Therefore you have to take care of yourself. So I think all of those points with like the newfound responsibilities of living on your own and taking 100% being responsible for yourself 100%, and then also kind of functioning into adulthood in finding value in different parts of life, or different segues, the decrease in value, or the decrease in reward system, if that makes sense. It's definitely like a time, and I think it's almost, I could say, like, I wouldn't call it an epiphany, but it's definitely an exchange of hand. It's like you're passing the baton over. And it's something that I still haven't fully comprehended, clearly, because I can't fully explain it yet. But it's something that I've definitely seen in my life and also in the lives of others as well. So now kind of like, I feel like the best way to really combat this is to try to set yourself up for the most success that you can have. And again, I'm going to say this just to say it because it's something I believe, but like success is like relative and what it means to you. It's not necessarily money or grades or hard work, so to say. It's just truly what like is successful to you. So some tips that I give to be successful, and it's not even fully relevant to me right now because like running off 3.5 hours of sleep because I couldn't sleep last night because I was studying late and you know I have exams and stuff, so I'm definitely on like kind of the more negative end of college right now, and I think it's almost planned timing or it's made timing for me to be in like not the best space of college right now and telling you tips of how to find structure in college because it's real and it's not all like, oh, it's not a formula. It's not like if you put in the work, if you do this, if you do that, it'll equal success in life, because it's not true. It's just simply trying to find the best way to mitigate yourself throughout the day, which is something that I'm definitely practicing right now. Number one is getting up at the same time each day. So whatever time I go to bed at, sometimes it's 3 a.m, sometimes it is 11, I always get up at 6. It's just what I do. And it could simply be getting up from my bunk bed and then going onto the futon and watching TikTok. Like I need to get up and I need to have structure. And then also like if I'm working a lot on homework and stuff, I still keep my dorm room open. And so if you're in a dorm, I like highly advise that, because then people, when your friends walk by, you can still say hi. You don't feel as isolated. Overall, it's great. So that's something I definitely recommend. And then something that, I don't know, I was actually talking to my friend about this right before I started recording, but it's being comfortable to say no, like I have to study. I said that last time, for the first time yesterday, actually. And it wasn't bad. I just simply said, you know, sorry, like I got a psych exam on Thursday. I got to study. And then he left and it was great. You know, I wish I could hang out with my friends all the time, but that's just not the case. Because being a college student is a demanding job. And then also accepting the craziness, because I live with my lovely roommate, love her so much. And she lives with me. And we all go through things at different times. So sometimes I'm going crazy and sometimes she is going crazy. And she very well accepts me going crazy. And I work to accept her going crazy. And it's just part of it all.
And sorry again if you can hear the doors. It's just part of dorm life. And then also set up something fun to do every weekend. Like, whether it's, like, just taking a walk around campus, going out to lunch with your friends. Like, try to have something to look forward to on the weekends. Or, like, living in a dorm can kind of feel really, like, repetitive in that you never leave campus or never leave school, which is true. But you can find ways to make it work. And then also, like, this is so important just in living your own, is, like, come up with a cleaning schedule. Because, like, I live in a pretty confined space, so things get messy really quick. And so I just know, like, every Sunday, my roommate and I are going to clean, we're going to vacuum, and, like, we're going to make the room look nice. So, like, if it's on Friday, it's messy, it doesn't matter. We can do homework and stuff, and it'll look good on Sunday. So I kind of wanted, I feel like I started this podcast, like, kind of tired, but also still optimistic. And then when I picked it up today, I was just, like, not in a good mood. But I kind of wanted to change that and talk about, like, what I'm looking forward to do. Because I'm honestly in one of the best places in my life right now. Just a little tired. So some positive things that I'm kind of looking at is I'm really excited to get closer to my roommate and then become more established in, like, our home. Because our little box is our home. It's the home that we pay for. So it's our home. And I'm excited to get more comfortable in living with that. And then also, like, overall, I don't know. I feel like this thing keeps on popping up on TikTok. Man, I'm making a lot of references to YouTube and TikTok today. It's interesting. Must be what's on my mind. But, college is not necessarily what you learn, because you forget that. It's, really the network of people that you meet. And I'm starting to establish a network, which is great. So I think that's something that I am not only excited about, but something that I am working towards and I'm anticipating positive things with that going forward. And overall, like, for the future of the future, for the future of the future, gosh, I am tired. If we are the future, if college students are the future, and we'll be the people, like, in charge in that one day, like, it's kind of cool that, like, I'm seeing a collective of people who will be carrying our world eventually. Of course, there's people in college that will, like, people that are not in college that will be carrying our world too. That's not what I mean, but, like, I'm with the youths and I'm a youth as well, and it's kind of cool to see that we will be the future one day. And I'm excited to just kind of get to learn more about us and what our values are and see how that will transform and transpire into the future I'll be living in at one point of life. So yes, I hope that you guys all enjoy this episode. I try to be really real because, like, I don't know, I feel like I watch things like how to have a work-life balance and they tell you all these tips, then they're like, okay, you should be happy, bye. But, like, sometimes, and this might even refer more to the harmony thing I was speaking towards about what I learned from Jeff Bezos. Again, another pop culture, and I don't want to say pop culture, but another reference to an elite member of society. There you go. But yeah, sorry, I kind of lost my train of thought. But another reference to an elite member of society. But it, in terms of talking about, I think my point relates more to, like, a work life harmony as well, just acknowledging that, like, hey, like, I'm tired right now, but I made a commitment, so I'm going to stick to it. And yeah, and that's okay too, because, like, I don't think there's ever a time where you can be, like, fully happy with your work. I think you can really love what you do, but being happy all the time with it isn't, I don't think that's true. So maybe that's kind of a larger or a deeper insight with, like, finding balance. Like, maybe you don't ever find the perfect balance, but you can strive for it. It's almost like a democracy. This is reminding me of political science class. It's like, you can never have a perfect democracy, but you can strive for a more perfect union. So yeah, I am working towards and hopefully helping you all strive for a more perfect school life balance / harmony / getting through the day. So yes, I am somewhat considering moving this to a bi-weekly podcast just for like getting stuff done. Because last week I'll acknowledge now that I did not upload anything. And that's just because stuff gets busy and it's hard to find the time to record and edit and do school and everything. So yes, but wish you all the best in life and hope you all have a great time doing what you're doing. And I will see you next time. Bye.